SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two now officially underway right here on the Sports Grid Network Series XM Channel 159. I'm Donnie Wrightside here. Got you for the next hour. Once again, 844-843-6879. The phone lines are open here, but we're going to find out where JP is going with his money tonight in an NBA game. Excuse me. Not an NBA game, in a Major League Baseball game tonight, and he's featuring a total in a game that is going to start before the 8 o'clock hour, which again, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Milwaukee, Toronto, Cleveland, Baltimore, Texas, Detroit, San Diego, and Miami. I'm going to go with the Phillies and the Mets. I'm going to say you're going in that to the over 8.5. Where are you winding up here tonight, JP?
Yeah, Donnie, you know, every time I make a baseball play, you get it, because that's exactly where I'm going.
There it is. Look at that. All it took is to get off of the NBA where I can actually find out what makes some sense for JP here, as opposed to just taking, I don't know, Aaron Gordon, which, again, we're going to probably stroke that fire again on Thursday once the NBA Finals get underway. Ranger Suarez has been terrible, by the way, so far in his spot starts here for the Philadelphia Phillies, coming off of the injured list. Senga has been average. I don't know if I agree with the line necessarily of a minus 130 favorite, but the Mets should be favorite in this game. A total of 8.5, it does seem a little bit light, because if there's anything that the Mets should wake up and do today, should be to get some base hits. I actually like a run to be scored prop in this game by a New York Metropolitans player as well. So something to look forward to. But before we hit the Major League Baseball card, which in the next segment, we're going to hit that hard and go over every single game on the card today, starting at 6:40 p.m. all the way through to the 10:10 game tonight between the Washington Nationals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. But some quick NFL news and notes here. Jimmy G, which is a very interesting one, and we're going to start to pick apart the NFL, because why? In 2 days, we start June. This is where, like, we're 100, if you saw Adam Schefter, if you follow him at all, he tweets out this morning, it's just really the realization of there's 100 days left until the kickoff of the 2023 NFL season. Now, I'm not saying, without saying, that I want to fast forward the entire summer, which I love, just to get to the fall. But I'm telling you right now, our weather was so nice in the Northeast over the past few days on Memorial Day weekend. Like, not too hot, nice breeze, sunshine, perfect barbecue weather, cookouts with family and friends, all that good stuff. But does anything beat out there a Saturday and a Sunday morning in the fall? And I'm not talking about September 13th or 14th, right? Where it's like, well, it's still 82 degrees out. I'm talking that late September day, September 28th, 29th, 30th. Sun starts to get setting a little bit sooner here. First parts of October, pumpkin spice comes back in with Dunkin' Donuts out here in these streets, right? I'm talking those times. Hoodie weather returns back. Throw some sweatpants on. You don't need the air conditioner on yet. You don't need the heat on. Those type of days. It just gets me fired up. But the team that we were picking apart this morning was the Las Vegas Raiders and what we anticipate to happen with them this year. And also, just the overall calamity of that franchise. To get nothing, once again, for Derek Carr. Say what you want about Derek Carr. He's not the best quarterback in the league. He's not the worst. He's an above-average quarterback with a lot of talent that just has not put it all together just yet. He had a lot of talent on the football team last year, but the one thing, again, I keep bringing this up is, I thought the Raiders were a good football team last year, heading into the season. But the knock on the Raiders was, man, you play in the AFC West. Good luck with that. Now, the Denver Broncos stunk last year. The Chargers were, okay, decent football team. And Kansas City ended up being world champions. But it's going to be equally as hard this year. They're a 12-1. Not to win the AFC. Not to win the Super Bowl. To win their own division next year. They have a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo that Kevin and I have round robin beaten him into the ground left and right. And now you're giving us even more kindling wood to start that fire with once again. Where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to sign his contract, big money deal, which we laughed at even before we knew anything was wrong. And oh yeah, his foot's still jacked up. He's got to get surgery. And the Raiders go, well, hold on now. I'm not going to pay you $23 million guaranteed in year number one if you can't even play football. Heck, we might be allowed to cut you and be no worse for the wear. So if you are Josh McDaniels, what exactly is going on out there? You kick Derek Carr out with a game or two left in the season, which essentially shuts him down, and you told him, if we don't work out a deal by a certain date where that contract guarantee would kick in for the following year, we're just going to cut you. So the entire NFL sat back and goes, why would I trade you a single option for Derek Carr when I know if he reaches a certain threshold, he's no longer going to be the quarterback of the Vegas Raiders? Ridiculousness overall. It really is. But also, secondarily, forget the Jimmy G and where Oakland's going, which probably isn't going to be anywhere next year. They got an opening day against the Raiders, against the Broncos on the road. It's only 3.5 here. But this goes to show you how bad the Denver Broncos were last year. Even getting Sean Payton in here is not moving the needle all that much in game number one. I figured it was a little bit shocking seeing at the FanDuel Sportsbook only 3.5. Not to say it should be 7.5, but I could easily see that game 5.5, that no man's land type of wager there. Interesting to see. DeAndre Hopkins gets cut by Arizona. And to let you know what Arizona is thinking of themselves this season, you don't want to look at the head coach, Jonathan Gannon, like, hey, we're trying to compete. You're not trying to compete. You'd rather not take a draft pick to get all of that dead weight cut in 2023 and have all those options in 2024. They are going to stink out loud. And DeAndre Hopkins, can he end up with the Buffalo Bills? We'll see. Ravens? Who knows? I'll be back, and I'm going to start on that Major League Baseball card. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we got some contrarian beliefs today. Yes, we do. We're going to start down the trail of Major League Baseball. See if we can handicap. Get some winners out on the card today, but also point you in the right directions. If you do have any questions, you can call, get in hot plays tonight, 844-843-6879. But I'm going to get this started today. 30 pitchers on the card that have at least 10 innings pitched over the past 30 days in Major League Baseball. One of them is actually sticking out like a sore thumb here. Let's go over some of the, I should say, pitchers that probably make some sense. Let's see, who's on the mound? It looks like Brebbia. Well, is he an opener today? Let me just take a quick look at some things. So sometimes when we look at the starting pitchers, it doesn't show us the exactly what's... Okay, good. Brebbia is going to be pitching today for the Giants, and it looks like the long reliever is going to be Sean Manea. Now, hear me out on this. How about this over the past 30 days in baseball? XFIP minus. You guys know I love that, right? The underlying value of a pitcher factored in where he pitches and in what league he pitches in. 100 is the average here for a Major League Baseball pitcher, which means if you have an XFIP minus of below 100, you're above average in Major League Baseball. The farther down you go, lower and lower and lower, 90, 80, 70s, and the 60s, the better and better it gets for a pitcher with their advanced analytics. If you take a look at a pitcher that's over 100, that means he's not doing his job. So a guy at 110, 120, 130, 140, they're probably going to get laced if they have not been laced over the past 30 days. But take a look at this. Sean Manea actually has an XFIP minus of 69. His ERA, a 5. That almost doesn't make some sense. So it means Manea is just getting a little bit unlucky at this point, is the way it breaks down. Do you know the number one pitcher on the card today is based on XFIP minus? John Brebbia. Also the San Francisco Giants. So an opener and a long reliever, 68 and 69 on the XFIP minus list here. Going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates today, they're listed at a minus 146. Now matching up against Brebbia and Manea is Oivido of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Where is he coming in at today? Our guy Oivido, because I necessarily don't really... look for him to actually back him. Boy, see, he's down at 26, so he's a 125 XFIP minus. And that price sitting there around under 150 looks like a decent option. But that's not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to jump ahead. I just wanted to give a viewpoint of some things that are a little bit wacky here. And one of those would be both pitchers from the San Francisco Giants today listed at 1-2 on the actual card. Do you know who's number 3 on the card today? Ben Lively of the Cincinnati Reds. at a 72 xFIP minus, an ERA phenomenal, 2.65 over the past 30 days. Nice xFIP number and a solid Sierra. The guy who has had a terrible first few starts back from being injured, Ranger Suarez. Opposing batters batting 340 against him. His whip is a 2. We say, what was that, Donnie? It's walks and hits to innings pitched, which means he's allowing 2 base runners every single inning. You want to be around Major League Baseball for the shortest period of time you can? Do that, and that's what's going to take place. But he has an ERA minus of 222, which is off the charts horrendous, and an xFIP minus of 73. Good for fourth best on the card. Do you know what his ERA is? It's almost a 10. But his xFIP is a 3. It doesn't even make some sense here. Does that mean he's due for an unbelievable start tonight against the New York Mets? And I know JP said he wants to go over the total, which I can't even disagree. Even though I love that statistic, am I looking to take a team total in the Mets? Probably not, because the Mets lineup, quite frankly, stinks right now. But this should be everybody's been hitting Ranger Suarez around. It's almost unbelievable that he has close to a 10 ERA and is in the top 5 of pitchers out of 30 of them in Major League Baseball. It almost doesn't make sense with the analytics sometimes. But you really have to trust in those analytics. Logan Gilbert today, Seattle, 74 xFIP minus, very good. As we balance out around that 100 mark, Kyle Freeland, Colorado Rockies at a 94. Miles Michaelis, who was horrendous over the first couple starts of the season, has really bounced back. Last 30 days, an ERA at 2.40. xFIP minus now under 100. Sandy Alcantara, rated 100. He's at even. Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, right around even here. ERA at 4.68 over the past 30 days. And that xFIP minus, as we said, right on the line. How about Zach Allen? 103. A guy that was absolutely lacing it up in the first couple starts of the season. Leaking a little bit of oil here with that ERA of 4 over the past 30 days. But let's get down to the guys that we're really going to focus on. Now, also, one of these pitchers is J.P. Sears of the Oakland Athletics. His ERA is actually a 3.25. His xFIP over the past 30 days is a little bit higher than that 4-6 range, with an xFIP minus of 108. But I'm going to talk about this game. I'm not going to spot burn it just yet. It's 9:40 tonight. Where do I go over this game and break down how good the Atlanta Braves lineup actually looks good, it looks like, in this game tonight? Nestor Cortez struggling on the season, a 119 xFIP minus over the past 30 days, coupled with an ERA of close to 7. Martin Perez of the Texas Rangers, a 121 xFIP minus at a 5 ERA over the past 30 days. Yusei Kikuchi, who can't get any right-handed batters out as a left-handed pitcher, he's a 123 xFIP minus on the card today with an ERA over the past 30 days at close to 6.5. We talked about Oviedo at a 125. Cal Quantrill has been terrible here. And ERA, it doesn't seem too bad at 4.20, but his xFIP minus over the past month in Major League Baseball, that's a 132 with a disaster. There's a couple guys with disaster ratings in Sierra as well. And that's Skill Interactive ERA, which throws in defense here, which means they ain't getting any help from their defense and their bad pitchers. Jake Irving on the West Coast tonight, a 139 xFIP minus over the past 30 days. Ryan Weathers of the San Diego Padres, who's going to line up against the Miami Marlins, a 143 xFIP minus. Now, the guy also dead last on the card today. We're going to go over splits in just a little bit. But he's a Los Angeles Angels pitcher. That's Tyler Anderson. Do you remember, guys? And I brought this up on the morning show, and Kevin brought it up last week. There was a time where you would just see left-handed pitcher taking on the Chicago White Sox and say to yourself, where do I sign up? Because this is going to be an absolute beatdown. Hasn't been the case right now for the White Sox. But they are going to load up today with 9 right-handed batters to go against Tyler Anderson. And why is that important? He's only got a batting average against him, .253. In the past month, a 1.55 whip, which is not very good to say the least. He's got a 153 xFIP minus. So he's 53% higher than what the league average is with an ERA of only 3.6. Do you see what I mean? Sooner or later, Tyler Anderson's going to give you one of those games where he goes 3 innings pitched and 6 earned runs. Could it come tonight? Could it come against the White Sox in Chicago tonight? But we got a couple tomato can alerts here. Anytime, like 125 or higher is basically that fire zone. That's Johan Oviedo. Oviedo, however you want to pronounce that. Cal Quantrill. Jake Irvin. Ryan Weathers. And Tyler Anderson tonight. Now, if we're also taking a look, just a quick sweep here of weather, as we are now in hitting weather. Not as hot as we would like, but by the way, in the Northeast, I know it's probably catching up somewhere in the Midwest now. We're going to be in the high 80s by like Thursday and Friday, which is fantastic. So hopefully we don't get any rainy conditions, which it looks like the advanced weather forecast doesn't look like it's going to be that, which is awesome. Detroit and the Rangers at 82 degrees. Orioles and Guardians at 76. Red Sox and Reds at 64. Phillies and the Mets at 66 degrees. Kansas City Royals, St. Louis Cardinals from the heart of the Midwest, 85 degrees tonight. Maybe you want to wake up tonight, St. Louis Cardinals, at the plate. Chicago Cubs and the Tampa Rays in Chicago, 69 degrees. The White Sox will tee it up there at 71 degrees across town. The Oakland Athletics, typical, 60 degrees out there in the Bay Area, 57 for the San Francisco Giants, and 62 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. We're going to start hitting every single game next. We have the game plan laid out, the bad pitchers picked out. Let's go see if we can find some of these numbers and hunt them down. Sonny Wrightside here on a Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back here in hour number two. It's time to get your handicapping caps on for Major League Baseball. Let's get after it and have some fun. We set the table here for the pitchers that we're probably trying to angle and get after. But obviously, we know that it has to line up with each other based on what your xFIP minus will be, your ERAs, your Sierra numbers, but also a hitting lineup that has to go against what you actually don't do well. So let's see what happens here as we line up. Let's take a look at the first game, Texas and Detroit. Martin Perez, the left-handed pitcher, will be on the mound today going up against a very average-looking lineup for the Detroit lineup, for Detroit Tigers, excuse me. Baez, a 379 weighted on-base percentage over the last 23 at-bats over the last month in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitching. Green has a 397, and Torkelson has a 386. Every single other player on that team is under what your weighted on base average would be, which is around a 320 to a 325. Now, if we're looking at Perez, not a great pitcher here, weighted on base percentage to lefties, he's only faced 18 over the past month, but that's a 415 weighted on base percentage. Righties, he's at a 341. He's the 24th pitcher on the card at that 121 xFIP minus number. But once again, it's not a great lineup for Detroit. But if you are looking to say to yourself, all right, where are those opportunities going to come from maybe an RBI or a home run shot, since it is Dinger Tuesday on the FanDuel Sportsbook, Javi Baez and Spencer Torkelson would be the two guys that I'm looking forward to. Now, granted, when you take a look, it usually always looks good for the Texas Rangers when you're trying to line up those batters against a pitcher. Fajardo is going to be on the mound here for the Detroit Tigers, the right-handed pitcher. He's been decent over the past month. He really has. Where is he listed on that chart? Eighth overall at 84 as an xFIP minus. He's actually got a whip for the last month of 0.74. He's not allowing too many runners on base or any traffic there. He does have interesting splits, though. Take a look at this for Fajardo. 42 batters he's faced from the left-hand side. He's a right-handed pitcher. A 245 weighted on-base percentage. Very, very good. How about the right-handed batters? A 254. Once again, very, very good. But look at his splits on ISO power, which it almost doesn't make sense. He barely walks in, but has a good strikeout rate. But fly ball sometimes can be a challenge. His ISO to lefties is a 250. So that's elevated. That 170 range is what you want to look at here. 225 to righties. So again, elevated also. So it's just an interesting split of how it breaks down with his xFIP compared to his weighted on base percentage and his ISO power. Now, if we're taking a look in the lineup today, it's not one that I actually, and it's very rare. Like yesterday, I had Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia to record an RBI. Semien did get an RBI. Garcia did not. But guys that are above average against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days for the Rangers would be Marcus Semien, would be Corey Seager, Nate Lowe, Adolis Garcia does have a high ISO power number, and Josh Jung has an ISO and weighted on base percentage that are pretty high. So if I were to narrow it down, you probably still would be looking around that left range, you know? Seager, low, probably the two best shots of it. But it's hard for me to tell people out there to not take like a team total on Texas or back the Texas Rangers in any stretch. They're only a 130 favorite, but I do believe that Fado is the better pitcher on the mound today than Martin Perez. Not to say, once again, that I would bet that way, though. That's not the way I'd be looking here. Trust me on that. So something to sit back and just look at, just some points of emphasis here. Let's take a look at the San Diego Padres and the Miami Marlins. As we know, Weathers, the left-handed pitcher, will be on the mound for the Padres. Alcantara on the mound here for the Miami Marlins. Line opened up at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a minus 158. It has dropped here to minus 142. If we're looking across the board, 135 is at DraftKings and also out there in Vegas at the Golden Nugget, and also MGM coming in with a minus 135. So not a big-time favorite here for Alcantara. If we line up Alcantara's numbers and the splits over the past 30 days, once again, just looking, he's the 16th pitcher on the card today with an xFIP minus of 100, which is exactly average and the only pitcher on the card rated at a 100 over the past 30 days. But look at Alcantara's splits here. 77 batters he's faced from the right side. Keep in mind, once again, Alcantara is a right-handed pitcher. Weighted on base percentage of those righties at 255 and an ISO power number of 087. That's really handling right-handed batters, taking them out of place, which right-handed batters expected in the lineup tonight will be Tatis, Bogarts, Kim, and it looks like that's it. Man, how many lefties we got? One, two, three, four, five. So we're looking at possibility of six left-handed batters in the lineup tonight against Alcantara and the Marlins. Why is that a big deal? Well, look at the splits on Sandy Alcantara. As we just said, those right-handed batters, a 255 weighted on base percentage. The left-handed batters, that's up to a 375 with an ISO power number of 208. Cronenworth lefty, Soto lefty, Carpenter lefty, Odor lefty, Grisham lefty, and Sullivan. But as we said here, you can't always get what you want because you say, okay, they got six lefties, fantastic, I'll take my shots here. Look at the lefties in the lineup, though. Sullivan, 32 at-bats against right-handed pitching, an 097 ISO power number, and a weighted on-base percentage of 195. He's not making my lineup. Travis Grisham, lefty, 68 batters against right-handed pitching, 68 batting chances, I should say, against right-handed pitching, a 105 ISO, a 226 weighted on-base average. He's not going to be in play for me. But how about this? Look at Ronan Odor. 50 at-bats against right-handed pitching, a 326 ISO power number, and a weighted on-base average of 370. He would be a play for an RBI. Carpenter, no shot. 035 ISO, 191 weighted on-base percentage. But take a look at this. Juan Soto, a 317 ISO power number and a 486 weighted on-base percentage to 83 at-bats against right-handed pitching. So if we're looking for a chance to pop it, also, Cronenworth, a 186 ISO power number and a 375 weighted on-base percentage through 77 at-bats against right-handed pitching. There are your opportunities there for the San Diego Padres. Cronenworth, Soto, and Roned Odor. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. It's Chris from Austin calling in here on a Tuesday post-Memorial Day. What's good, man?
Oh, man, DRS, thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah.
Love it.
Watched a lot of Memorial Day. I'm a veteran myself. I'm a sailor, right? My
birthday is going one day before Pearl Harbor. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. And 3 years ago, we went to Pearl Harbor, and the USS Oklahoma still has oil coming up, and 900 of my fellow sailors still there, man. It's real. But, yeah, hey, the Heat yesterday, man, you know, I was telling JP, I said, man, I had put $50 on the plus 245, 250 on the Heat. And right before the game, I said, you know what? I'm going to add another $50 to that,
Slash
man. Because I really – and then I took the – yeah, man, I went ahead and took the whole deal there. I just didn't have any faith in Boston. I mean, especially if the game is close, that always had favored Miami. And at three in a row, I just felt like Miami was due, man. And so I think it'll make an interesting finals. I got to get off the Heat train now, though. I just think Joker and Murray and those guys, they're going to be a little bit too much for them, man. I just think that they've got more balance, unlike the Celtics, which if their threes aren't going, they're just an average team. They're just, exactly. You know what I mean? If their threes aren't going, they're just an average team. So, yeah, I enjoy it. And today's baseball card, now last night I had your A's. I was on the A's last night.
Wow,
I got a little greedy with the Nationals, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. That spot, and I'm not a spot guy, but that was the spot.
Yep.
But today, what do you think, man? I got the Rangers at minus money line, minus 123. Mm-hmm. I've got the Astros. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got them last night, Donnie, at plus 112. And I got the Angels at plus 120. And the under in the Brewers Blue Jays 9.5. Those are really my top plays. I thought about that Cardinal game. You know, Greinke doesn't pitch as well on the road as he does at home. Mm-hmm. But I played the Cardinals over, team total over, Donnie Special over four. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what that looks like. It's going to be weird, though, Donnie. You know, without any baseball, without any basketball. Now, baseball is my favorite sport, best sport to cap. But you know, it's always good to have maybe, okay, I'll see a couple of NBA plays I'm making add to my card, or a couple of, you know, NHL plays I can add to my card. So we're just going to have to suffer through, like you were saying, for the next 100 days, man. But, yeah, that's what I'm looking at in baseball today, man. What do you think about those plays?
Yeah, not too bad, man. By the way, you bring up a good point here, because we're 100 days out from the opening kickoff to the National Football League season. And it's so funny because I love baseball is my favorite sport to handicap. My favorite sport overall, obviously, is the NFL. I love it. I can't get enough of it. It's a sad day when the Super Bowl happens. But we're right in the crux of where, like, we can, like, I don't say, like, kill time on the show. Like, I really enjoy handicapping Major League Baseball. It's the best thing to do because it's truly a numbers grind each and every day. But I always get a kick out of, like, as we sit here late May, right? A couple days it turns into June. June goes into July. I love Major League Baseball. We get to August and late August. It's almost as if I can't wait to stop handicapping Major League Baseball because I'm sick of it here. And all I want to do is see what's going to happen in the NFL and college football at that point. So it is a valid point that you're bringing up on. Man, oh man, we are so close to football season, but I still love the slow burn of Major League Baseball, which is what we're going to get into the rest of the day. But I like it, Chris from Austin. Thanks for the call today. And again, thank you for your service there on Memorial Day. Certainly, obviously, we like to barbecue and have cocktails and all that stuff, but always remember what the day is actually about. Great stuff there from that phone call. Also, San Diego Padres here from their end of it. Weathers is on the mound, the lefty. Close to a 7x FIP over the past 30 days. Absolutely terrible here. Weathers is actually 29th of 30th on the card tonight with a x FIP minus of 143 and an ERA of over 6, which is just absolutely terrible. Now, Weathers is a lefty. He's dominated left-handed batters, but to righties, a completely different story. This is one of the best numbers you're ever going to see on a 30-day swing. Jorge Soler, if you haven't been paying attention, is absolutely blasting the baseball over the fence every single chance he gets an opportunity. He's had 34 at-bats against left-handed pitching in the past 30 days. An ISO power number of 613? What? A 541 weighted on base percentage and only striking out 14% of the time? Woo! And only, how about this, only walking 5.9, which means he's getting his cuts in. How about Jonathan Davis leading off? A 536 weighted on base percentage for only 9 at-bats? You're looking so rare tonight if you want to flare into the seats. We'll be back. More Major League Baseball coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here, let's speed through some of these games here that make some sense or maybe not make some sense, but also looking for RBI props and players that can certainly do damage at the plate. We take a look at Cleveland and Baltimore today. From a Baltimore perspective, going up against Cal Quantrill, which I told you was a bad pitcher on the slate over the last 30 days, an XFIP minus number of 132, Sierra number above 5.5, as well as the XFIP above 5.5. So we're looking to do some damage. Now, let's take a look at what makes some sense at a Cal Quantrill. K percentage only 12% over the past month, so teams are putting the baseball in play against him. Also, a ground ball percentage of only 41%, which, again, you would like to see that be at least 50% or higher. His weighted on base percentage splits are interesting. Quantrill's a right-handed pitcher against righties. 75 batters he's faced over the past month, a 259 weighted on base percentage, and an ISO of 119. So right away, I'm not looking for right-handed batters tonight if I'm going against Cal Quantrill with a home run prop, an extra base prop, or even an RBI prop tonight. I'm focusing on the left side. Quantrill being a right-handed pitcher, a 333 weighted on base percentage, which isn't terrible against lefties, but an elevated ISO power number of 225. That's the angle I'm trying to play tonight. And if we take a look here at four of the first five batters here, Mountcastle is a right-handed batter. Frazier's a lefty. Rutschman will be batting from the lefty. Santander will be a lefty. And also Henderson will be a lefty. Take a look at the weighted on base percentages of Frazier, Rutschman, and Santander. 360, 377, and 393. Henderson's got a 321 weighted on base average, which is slightly below what you like to see. But take a look at the ISO power numbers here. Keep in mind, once again, 170 is in that normal range. Frazier, a 219. Rutschman, a 219 also. Through 77 at-bats, and Santander, a 229. Henderson, 67 at-bats, a 271. If you're looking to do damage tonight, it's going to come from the top of the order today for those Baltimore Orioles. Four good-looking shots here. Gibson on the other side, a XFIP over 5. Where does he rank on the card today, Gibson? 118. His ERA is actually 3.69, but it tells you he's due to get knocked around. XFIP over 5, Sierra close to 5.5, but not a lot of good batting options here. Again, Gibson, a right-handed pitcher, doing very well against right-handed batters, but struggling a little bit against lefties to the tune of a 338 weighted on base percentage. So lefties in the lineup tonight for those Guardians. Kwan, he's only got a 110 ISO power number. He's out. Ramirez, decent option at a 347 weighted on base percentage. Naylor at a 203 ISO power number. So not a lot of looks here from the Guardians from my end, but if you're looking for RBI props or guys to do damage, it's probably going to come from the top four to five batters in that Baltimore Orioles lineup today. Milwaukee and Toronto, that's Hauser versus Kikuchi. And if we're looking at the two pitchers here, Kikuchi, 25th on the card today at a 123 XFIP minus number. And if I'm trying to find Hauser, he is actually 10th on the card at an 87. So doing much better. By the way, Hauser splits are very good. XFIP, that's under 4, but look at these weighted on base percentage of lefties and righties. 265 the lefties, 297 the righties. So even though you have a decent looking lineup tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm out on the Blue Jays tonight. I'm not looking their direction. If you want to focus in on some RBI chances, there's not even a lot to love about the Milwaukee lineup because, quite frankly, it stinks. Even though Kikuchi is terrible, Kikuchi, 88 batters he's faced from the left side. Excuse me, from the right side, going up against him being a lefty pitcher, 444 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 316. So if you're going to zero in on the right-handed batters tonight, maybe the only one that makes total sense is Anderson. Due up out of the fifth hole today is 24 at-bats here. Brian Anderson against left-handed pitching, a 222 ISO power number, and a weighted on base percentage of 377. That's the only guy I would look forward to in that lineup to do any sort of damage. Let's flip it forward here and try to get to some of the games that I'd like to say matter, maybe some chances to do some damage in. Philadelphia and New York, as we said, it doesn't make any sense. But Ranger Suarez listed as a top five pitcher on the card tonight with his XFIP minus of 73, despite having an ERA of close to 10. It almost doesn't make sense. His true XFIP number is a 3.16, which is amazing. You're giving up all those base hits and walking too many guys, but yet it just seems like the numbers are saying he's just getting a little bit unlucky here. But if we're lining this game up on Ranger Suarez, look at the right-handed batters. 46 he's faced, a 419 weighted on base percentage with an ISO of 244 over the past 30 days. He doesn't have a ton of bats under his belt, but close to 50 here from the right side, and they're hammering him. Alvarez, 214 ISO power number. Lindor, 267 ISO power number. Pete Alonso, 192 ISO power number. Tommy Pham might be the best in the lineup here. A 222 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 408. Now get this. Pham and Canha, 8 and 9 batters anticipated, one of the official lineups tonight, might be the best of the bunch overall with both weighted on base percentage and also ISO power number. But hear me out on this. Plus 110 price I got a little bit earlier today at Bet365 to score a run, Brandon Nimmo. Nimmo's weighted on base percentage is a 411. So if we're just thinking, let's just say, right? Pham gets on base, Canha gets on base, flips over to Nimmo. There's a lot of traffic. You just need somebody behind there, Alvarez, Lindor, or Alonso, to knock in Brandon Nimmo. I did take Nimmo out of the leadoff spot today to record a run at a plus 110 price. Now, if we're flipping over and taking a look at Senga on the mound today, the right-handed pitcher, he's getting dotted by right-handed batters to a tune of a 398 weighted on base percentage, which is incredible. So if we're looking from the right side, there's not a lot to love about the Philadelphia Phillies. Trey Turner's been bad, right? Nick Castellanos has been bad. JT Realmuto is actually average. He's probably the best of it here. Due out of the six hole tonight with a 192 ISO power number and a 347 weighted on base percentage, he's probably the best of the bunch. Now, Senga's a right-handed pitcher. He's actually dominating lefties, but struggling against righties? That's probably the way that we're going to look tonight in that game overall. Now, I do want to slide this down because I want to take a few moments to take a look at this game. The Atlanta Braves and the Oakland Athletics. You saw the Atlanta Braves smash the Philadelphia Phillies on Sunday night, had to get on a plane and fly out to the West Coast and play a game on Memorial Day. Didn't work out in their favor, and you could probably still think that they could sleepwalk, right, through that entire game and still beat the Athletics. It didn't happen. They lost 7-2. And the funny part about that was Olsen and Murphy were the only two guys that got RBI, and I was the guy that was picking both of those two guys to get an RBI in that game. But everything is pointing in the direction here that we should get some runs from a Braves perspective. They're in town. They're not jet-lagged anymore. It's day number two. They were embarrassed last night. J.P. Sears, the lefty, is going to be on the mound today. Now, as we line it up, is he the worst pitcher overall? No. He's 20 out of 30, which means his xFIP minus is a 108. Actually, it's a decent split here with an ERA. It's not too bad. But take a look at the lineup tonight for the Atlanta Braves. Now, granted, you do have to take a little bit of this with a grain of salt. Sears is a lefty. He's faced 22 lefties. Get this. A 221 weighted on base percentage against lefties and a zero ISO power number, which means you're not getting quality contact swings from the lefty-on-lefty approach here with Sears. Righties, how about this? 91 batters he's faced with a weighted on base percentage of a 297. But take a look at this. His ISO power number is elevated at a 233. Now, I'm going to go over this lineup here for the Atlanta Braves. I did it this morning, and it's just so much fun sometimes when all these green lights keep popping out. There's two counterproductive numbers on the card today for the Atlanta Braves. Now, granted, again, we don't have an official lineup. We're just going on what we think the lineup is going to be tonight. Matt Olson has a 205 weighted on base percentage, which is bad. Sean Murphy, an 071 ISO power number, which is bad. So if we take a look at ISO power number and weighted on base percentage through nine guys, how many is that total? That's 18 statistics that we're putting up on the board tonight. Well, the Atlanta Braves are positive in 16 of those 18 statistics. And some of these numbers are eye-popping. ISO power numbers, as we've talked about here, we'll take Murphy out of the equation as 071. You want to be at least 170 or so or higher to be above average and a chance where you can get an RBI, you can get some power numbers, or also a team total. Let's go over the numbers. Ronald Acuna, 563. Matt Olson, 190. Austin Riley, 300. Marcell Ozuna, 519. Ozzie Albies, 480. Orlando Arcia, 667. Kevin Pillar, 409. Michael Harris, 238. That's outrageous. That is absolutely outrageous. Now flip it over to weighted on-base percentage here, which again weighs what you're doing per plate appearance and what damage you're getting done. Olsen has been bad at a 205. But look at everybody else. Acuna, 558. Riley, 424. Murphy, 399. Ozuna, 548. Albie, 690. Arcia, 674. Pillar, 403. Harris, 366. So we're focusing on the right-handed batters going up against him. Matt Olson probably wouldn't play him anyway. Neither would I Harris, even though he has the solid splits. But look at those guys in the heart of the order you're getting some pretty good numbers with. Ozuna is off the charts if he's in that starting lineup. Ozzie Albie is the same way. Orlando Arcia, same thing. Pillar, even solid. Team total today looks like it's a 5, which means you're going to need 6 to cash in. It's not the perfect split representation here for Oakland going up against the Atlanta Braves because Sears does have some decent splits overall. But if we're just looking for a lineup that absolutely just should attack and has been crushing left-handed pitching, it's the Atlanta Braves tonight. A sensational matchup for them. If Sears doesn't have his A game tonight, we should be clearing that team total. Really should be. Only scored 2 the night before, a little bit embarrassed, looking for a big step up. That's probably going to be it tonight. Let's stay out on the West Coast tonight. Irvin on the mound today for the Washington Nationals. Good old Jake Irvin. Last 30 days, and by the way, he's 28th out of 30 pitchers ranked on the card today with xFIP minus of a 139. That's disastrous. His xFIP is over 6. That's really bad. A Sierra number close to 6, really, really bad. K percentage not good, walks too many batters. Here's the breakdown that you're going to need here. Right-handed batters against Urban, who's a right-handed pitcher. 315 weighted on base percentage, ISO of 053. Very good. He's doing the job there. Left-handed batters, a completely different story. A weighted on base percentage of 367 with an ISO of 250. So right away, what are we doing? Taking a look at the left-handed batters tonight from the Los Angeles Dodgers, which yesterday had six runs, easy in a 6-1 victory. Cover the run line at a minus 128 price. Lefties in the lineup tonight that you should be looking at, Freddie Freeman, 265 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage, 464. Jason Hayward, 250 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage, 354. Peralta's also in that lineup. He struggled, so he would be out. Muncy is sort of that wild card in the middle at a 212 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 295. But my two focus batters in this would be out of the two-hole Freddie Freeman and the six-hole with Jason Hayward. Now, if we're flipping over to the opposite side, Gonsolin, who certainly hasn't been all that great, but really limited. Where is Gonsolin at on this card today? Let's take a look. Where are you at, Tony? 21st overall with an xFIP minus of a 113. He actually has some decent splits here, but I wouldn't really be paying attention to the Washington Nationals lineup as much as I'm going to be paying attention here to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Other action that we talked about, the worst pitcher on the card listed with an xFIP minus off the charts bad, that's Tyler Anderson with a 153, as we talked about. He's going to go up against Lucas Giolito tonight and the Chicago White Sox. This game's first pitch is at 8:10. The splits aren't catastrophic, but the numbers here really are. A Sierra worst on the card today. Skill interactive ERA at 6.38, which includes defense. An xFIP number of well over 6.5. Look at his ERA, though. It's a 3.68, which is fine, which gets you a big contract in Major League Baseball. But his xFIP minus number is off the charts because that ERA is low. It's because he's lucking out in the positive direction. He's a left-handed pitcher with a 340 weighted on base percentage against righties over the past 30 days and a slightly higher ISO power number. So you're looking to line up right-handed batters. They're all right-handed batters in the lineup tonight. Not a great-looking lineup and not a ton of at-bats. It's one of those where you might have to flip a coin and say, tonight is the night that the Chicago White Sox are going to hit. We'll see if it happens. Quick segment before we get you out of here. Don't go anywhere. It's Moneyline right here on a Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment before we get you out of here and the rest of your Sports Grid programming for the day. So don't you go anywhere, even though Moneyline is coming to an end in just a few moments here. Going over that Major League Baseball card also. Watch out for Nestor Cortes tonight. Not going up against a great lineup, but boy, is he really struggling with his xFIP minus numbers. A lefty pitcher going up against a lot of right-handed batters tonight. Yesterday, the New York Yankees really surprised with 10 runs, but no surprise with Aaron Judge going yard twice yesterday. A couple good looks across the card today. Fun with Brandon Nimmo to score a run today at a plus 110 price. Also, you can't go wrong, I'm going to assume, with the Braves lineup. I just want to see where everybody lines up in place just to make sure some of those big power hitters are in there, because there are a few guys with really having your eyes on that you can't go wrong with, including Marcell Ozuna. If he is in that estimated starting lineup tonight, certainly looks fantastic there. Orlando Arcia also looks like a legitimate chance to score some runs, but there are some really good stuff across Major League Baseball tonight as we anticipate. But JP, let the people know where you're going tonight with your total in a game in the NL East.
Yeah, let's go with that Phillies-Mets game to the total over.
There you go. We'll go total over 8. A couple nice, really, weather conditions. Should be aided today in a lot of these cities. Not freezing temperatures in the Bay Area tonight. Just that balmy 60 degrees, which is what you're looking for. But I just believe that we are going to get a wake-up from the Atlanta Braves tonight, and they certainly should be able to hit. One of the interesting pitching matchups today, by the way, on the card comes from Boston tonight. And that's going to have a guy by the name of Ben Lively with a 72 xFIP minus and an ERA over the past 30 days of under 3. We'll see if he can hold the bats down for the Boston Red Sox. I am 3-1 this season on official team totals, and it seems like I rode the Texas Rangers twice. to a 2-0 card, and the Boston Red Sox twice to 1-1, getting me to those numbers. Doesn't look like I'm going to have a per se official team total. But I got to tell you, man, I'd be shocked. And granted, you know me, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. There's no way I'm watching out on the West Coast tonight with the Oakland Athletics to see if they can actually hang on and beat Atlanta back-to-back nights. That's a minus 250 price here. That'll do it for the day. JP behind the wheels of steel, your boy Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission. I'll be back doing the same thing tomorrow. Let's cash in some tickets. See you later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.